This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Plastic. I love plastic. Use it once and then just throw it out, my dear. Where it goes is not my problem.
That was a song. I don't know where you get these from, Caroline, but from a marine litter info operator called Our Plastic, Our Problem by NGO Seas at Risk.
Yeah, so here's a question for you, Ezra. How many straws have you used just today?
It's a very good question. I would say two.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I was going to say one, but it's two.
Two straws. The EU is waging war against plastic waste. This is part of their urgent plan to clean up Europe's act and ensure that every piece of packaging on the continent is reusable and recyclable by the year 2030. That is a tall, tall, tall order, which is fine, so long as it comes in recyclable plastic, I think.
Yep.
But essentially, they've launched this plastic strategy designed to change minds in Europe. They want to modernize plastics production and collection, invest a lot of money into it. The priority is to clamp down on single-use plastics that take, 5 seconds to produce, you use it for 5 minutes, and then it takes 500 years to break down.
And of course, if we don't do anything about this, 50 years or so down the road, we'll have more plastic than fish in the oceans.
Right.
And when you look at all these documentaries on BBC, Planet Earth or Blue Planet, all these beaches in Asian countries after storms, you start to realize some of the effects that it takes on the environment.
Mm. I mean, broadly, what the EU wants to do is this. They want 55% of all plastic to be recycled by 2030, for member states to reduce the use of bags per person from 90 a year to 40 by 2026. And they've got some really interesting strategies being mooted. For example, promoting easy access to tap water on the streets. So this will reduce demand for bottled water, for example. Also, clearer labeling for plastic packaging. So as consumers go out buying this stuff, they know exactly where this stuff is going. Will it degrade? They're looking at new port reception facilities to streamline waste management that gets dumped into oceans, for example. So, it's a whole host of different things.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to head to the phones now. Nisha Mohammad Faisal has been waiting patiently on the line. She's the sustainability facilitator at Ecocentric Transitions. Nisha, thank you very much for taking our call. What are some examples of single-use plastic we see in our day-to-day that we seem to forget about?
Okay, I think the conversation should start with what is plastic, right? Plastic is a really awesome material which has very amazing abilities. What's making plastic abused is that it's being derived into single-use plastics, which impact the environment in a very negative way because it's born out of convenience and it is made worse by availability. So you've got cups, containers, even your cigarette butts, spoons, packaging, and the unsung culprit here is reusable bags. So there are articles online where you can read, and it says, to ensure that you're using your plastic bag to its full potential, you need to use it at least 50 times. And to reach the full potential of your reusable bags, you need to use them 104 times a week for 2 years to achieve its environmental benefits.
104 times a week for 2 years. That's pretty incredible. So, okay, as you said, Nisha, plastic is amazing, but it's a problem now because we have overused it. Is there a way to make single-use plastic sustainable?
Well, you look at conversations based on its life cycle, right? Products based on its life cycle. So you have to think of it from the process of how can we intervene with this material as it goes through the system. So there are many, especially now in 2018, companies which are looking at compostability of things. So in the beginning, in maybe say 3 years ago, you looked at PLA, right? Biodegradable plastic. So it biodegrades over time. And then what we discovered is PLA materials actually require heat and mechanical action for it to break down. This is the cornstarch plastics. So they didn't biodegrade freely and quickly and as easily as food, for instance. So people started coming up with, or the industry came up with, hyper-compostability, where you're using sugars to make edible straws, you're using biscuits to make spoons and plates. So hyper-compostability is one of the ways when you're creating a product to make it as low impact as possible.
Nisha, this all boils down to education, but we've seen how environmental campaigns fail to create awareness among Malaysians. It's clear that we need extremely tough measures to stop plastic bag use. Well, what's the next step?
Well, everybody is in this together. We've all created this easy consumption space. So the challenge comes from having the producers, the people who are making the single-use plastics, to shift different materials, different business areas, to looking at new ways to provide a service. You're looking at consumer education at the level of schools, at the level of communities, and how people need to understand, right? When we use plastics, when we use products with microbeads, you're looking at microplastics that get into our food systems. It's causing plastic poisoning. And if this wasn't a big enough issue, why would they ban BPA, right? Because it was creating so much of effect on the human body that BPA was banned. So that's something that reacts to heat within a food container. What about the plastics that go into our water system, that go into the ocean, that get eaten up by all this fish and marine life and come back to us? What happens to the plastics that get into farms, into waterways, and get eaten by the animals, and then we consume that? What we don't realize is plastics actually attract toxins, and that's how it builds up, and then we consume that animal, and then it builds up in our body, and then that shows up in different ways. And at the end of all this, or the bigger picture of all this, is really for the government to regulate, to ban, to tax single-use plastics. You know, you talk about the SDG 12, we talk about sustainable consumption and production, and we really need to stop talking about it and implementing it in our everyday system.
Nisha, thank you very much for speaking to us. That was Firdaus Nisha Muhammad, Faisal Sustainability Facilitator at Ecocentric Transitions. It's 5:50 p.m. now. Of course, you can call us right throughout the show if you hear about some of the stories that we're talking about, 0377109000. We have Lim on the line right now, who wants to talk about how we did away with plastic bags and how it's affected her. Lim, thank you for calling us. So did the plastic bag ban have much of an impact on you?
I doubt so, because I'm actually quite a stingy person. I am not willing to give 20 cents for the plastic bag. So I will always put a recycle bag in my handbag.
Right, well, that sounds just like the rest of us. You've had to conform. But how far do you go, Lim? For example, do you bring your own food container for tapao or takeaway?
I use a plastic box for tapaoing the food. And I bring back and wash it and to reuse it, like, basically. So I never bring my own container.
Right.
Thank you very much for calling in. If you want to chime in on some of the conversations we're having on the show, 0377109000. Don't forget, we're tweeting all sorts of stuff at BFM Radio on Twitter. In the meantime, here's some music by The Heavy, How Do You Like Me Now, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.